people might think that, oh, I'm just trying to like get views or do this stuff for YouTube, and like the more I get hurt, the more people want to watch me. Like, I don't do it for that reason. Haha.
You're joking, bro.
I don't even know how to start a podcast.
Okay.
So to start a podcast, I think I probably should have been on a podcast first. I've never been on a podcast.
This is all of this our first time.
This is my first podcast, and it's my podcast that I'm starting. I have no idea what I'm doing.
I'm so excited.
Anyways, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Stay Wild.
Woo!
Let's go.
Let's go.
For the first time ever, it's not welcome back. It's literally just welcome. Because
first time.
This is the first episode of Stay Wild, the new most wild podcast on the internet. This is our first episode, but we're gonna go ahead and say this is the wildest podcast out there.
Yes, it is.
We haven't even made a podcast yet, and we're already calling it the wildest podcast, and we're gonna stick with that. So,
well, it will be. If you stay tuned, you're gonna find out some crazy things.
You're gonna see why it's the wildest podcast out there. Anyways, guys, if you don't know who I am, my name is Ben Aslart. I am a 19-year-old YouTuber, skateboarder, thrill seeker, idiot, and podcaster now. I didn't think I'd ever be saying that, but I am now a podcaster.
The man of the jack of all trades.
Yeah, I guess I do everything now. From getting hurt, from skateboarding, from throwing myself off cliffs, I'm now sitting in front of a podcast microphone with probably wondering who these two idiots are next to me. we're honestly just three stupid people with microphones on. No, I'm kidding. We're not stupid people. These are my two co-hosts, Derek and Paris.
Woo!
What up?
All right, well, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Derek, 10 seconds, introduce yourself. Who are you?
What's up, guys? I am Derek. I am the myth, the legend behind the camera of Ben's content.
Yes.
YouTube content in specific. So I make content as well, but...
Longer than 10 seconds.
I don't know how to do it in 10 seconds. Like, there's so much pressure right now. So much pressure. But my name's Derek. I like to have fun. Like to have a good time. I'm crazy, just like Ben and Paris. So that's a short story about it.
The trio. Yeah, guys. So Derek is my YouTube filmer. A lot of you guys actually don't know that. Whenever I mention it in a YouTube video that... Oh, my filmer, Derek. People are like, wait, what? Derek's his filmer?
I know, right?
Like, people don't know that for some reason.
But you have been his filmer for a while.
Dude, I think almost going on 2 years now, Derek has filmed every single one of my YouTube videos, and it's insane. I can't believe it.
Like, I wouldn't want another freaking job. It's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, and we can't leave out our friend Paris here.
What's up, guys? What's up?
So, this is Paris. Same thing, 10 seconds, introduce yourself.
I don't know how to follow that up from Derek, but hi guys, my name is Paris. I am a crazy kid.
That's it.
No, we bonded really cool. We are all the same type of people, so we all just do the same crazy stuff. And when Ben hits me up to do crazy things, like throw myself off a cliff, I mean, I'm there, you know.
He's always down. Yo, okay, these are the two people that I can always rely on for anything. I can literally be like, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to almost die doing this. And I want to put yourself in danger. They're like, hey, I'm down.
Check me down for the list.
I'm down. So yeah, these are my two co-hosts, Derek and Paris. And we are so excited to be starting this podcast. This is the literal ultimate trio.
It's about to be lit, guys.
This is the ultimate trio.
It's about to be lit.
It doesn't
lit.
Get better than this. Anyways, we're going to jump right into how I even met Derek and Paris because they're my co-hosts. Obviously, I want you guys to know a little bit more about them and why we're even friends or how we even met.
I don't even really remember how me and you met.
Okay, yeah, we'll start with Derek. Me and Derek have known each other for about, I think, 2 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we've been filming for 2 years. Probably 3 years, I'd
say. I feel like the first time we actually met each other was at the U.S. Open when you were competing in your skating stuff.
I think it was before that. I think I had already known who you were before that. So Derek claims that we met each other for like, I was at a skateboarding event. I met him there, I guess. Fun fact, I actually met you when you used to work at Ralph's. You were putting back shopping carts.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember that.
So Derek used to work at Ralph's, and he was putting back shopping carts once, like as he should.
Yeah.
Normal job.
As I should.
Normal thing.
Getting paid
and
to do so.
I was with one of my friends. He's like, oh, that's Derek. Like, he's one of the homies. And I was like, oh, what's up, Derek?
Yeah.
He's like wheeling a shopping cart and like a little, like.
You're with Brent.
Yeah. Were you wearing one of those vests? Like those.
Yeah, like one of those reflective masks. Because so I was outside getting the carts.
So that
like,
no one hits them.
The long story short, like, I've known Brent since middle school. I went to say middle school as Brent, but Ben's always been filming with him. And after high school, I just got a job at Ralph's for like a couple years, and then after that, me and Ben became super close. But yeah,
Ralph's, I guess, where it all started.
Caught me off guard at at Ralph's working.
So if you want to go meet new friends, go to the Ralph's parking lot.
And Paris, I've only known Paris for about a year. It's actually been a year.
It has. We just came up on like our 1 year anniversary of friendship, kind of.
Dude, it's crazy.
What'd you guys do to celebrate?
We started a podcast.
Yeah, we started a podcast. We're here.
Anyways, this is probably the weirdest story of how I met Paris.
I think so, I already know this one.
We were at where we live, this apartment complex. We all live here. Paris actually just moved in when I met him at the same apartment complex. So, you know, we walk around this apartment complex every day. We see everyone that lives here. And
so
then,
many people are out at this place. Like, it's such an active complex.
You know everyone here too as well. It's like a one little family because it's a pretty small apartment complex. Anyways, I'm just chilling with some homies. We're like playing spikeball, I think. And I see Paris and some girl like at the grill. Like, they're grilling food, and I was like, oh no way, like, who is that? Like, is that his girlfriend?
Yeah.
You were there too, right?
Yeah, I was there.
We thought it was his girlfriend.
Getting exposed.
Yeah.
We were like, yo, like, that dude's got like,
I was like,
a pretty fine looking girlfriend.
He's got a good looking girlfriend. But guys, it turned out to be his sister. And we're all good friends now, but it was just what it was. You know, his sister's a very good looking girl. She's beautiful, but we're all really good friends now. So.
Ben, are you hitting on my sister right now?
I'm not hitting on your sister.
Right now, were you hitting on my sister a year ago?
Possibly. No, I'm kidding. No, but when I first saw Paris in person, I was like, oh no way, this dude's got a hot girlfriend. And then I went up to him, I was like, introduced myself, and comes to find out they're brother and sister. And I was like, all right, never mind, take that back.
But yeah, so ever since then, this kid hasn't stopped following me around. So
okay, shut up. Okay, but besides that very awkward story, Paris and I became best friends. Since then, we've probably seen each other every week since then. We hang out so much. We live literally down the hall from each other in this apartment complex. We've done everything together for the past year. He's been there. We went to freaking Hawaii. We went to Mexico.
That's where this
picture is. In Hawaii, actually. Yeah. So not too long ago, I brought the boys to Hawaii to film a video, which was 24 hours on a deserted island. I brought these boys to freaking Hawaii not too long ago, probably 6 months ago. We had the stupid, stupid idea to do this video. 24 hours on a deserted island. I don't know who thought this would be a good idea. Like, honestly,
I kind of tossed it out. We were sitting in that car, remember?
It was your
like,
idea, huh?
I was like, there's no way we're going to do this. We're trying to think of something new. I'm like, let's go to an island. And not even thinking about what would the preparation that has to go into an overnight stay on an island. Ben will tell you more. This was insane. One of the scariest times.
Okay.
It was too much.
We're going to go ahead. We're going to call this our craziest video experience.
Yes.
Literally, as a trio.
Yeah.
I'm not going to exaggerate. We almost died.
Yeah.
Like, I say that a lot, but like,
almost.
This is one time where I'm saying like, we almost could have died.
Yeah.
So pretty much, backstory, we've done these 24 hour challenges quite often. We've done 24 hours in the desert, 24 hours in the ocean. All of them have been insanely scary. And I'll touch on all these in further podcasts about how scary 24-hour survival challenges are. Like, you don't actually realize how scary they are. Anyway, so we wanted to take it to the next level. We've done the desert. We've done the ocean. We did the jungle, too. Me and Derek did the jungle.
That was gnarly. That was
crazy.
That was another one that was like,
yeah, bad idea.
I don't even know. Just a bad idea in general.
So we said, what's next? What's better than the jungle? What's better than the desert? We thought, a deserted island.
Yeah.
A deserted island.
Great idea.
Terrible idea. So I was like, what better place to go than Hawaii? Because I grew up in Hawaii. So we go to freaking Hawaii to find a deserted island.
And if you guys have ever been to Hawaii, the amount of bugs are just like insane.
It's terrible.
Insane.
Mosquitoes, cockroaches.
Everywhere. The cockroaches fly.
What are those things
they
called?
They fly at you and they try to kill you. I'm just kidding. They don't try to kill you.
Centipedes as well. Okay, we'll touch on that because we have a crazy story with the bugs and stuff. Anyways, I take these guys to Hawaii. We bring Ava and Pearson. They weren't even part of the plan.
You know.
They just hit me up and they're like, they found out we were doing this video. They're like, can we come? I was like,
I was so surprised by that.
I was like, at your own risk. I'm not going to say no.
Sign this paperwork.
Yeah, it's not my fault if anything happens. They volunteered. Honestly, like, props to Pearson and Ava. Like,
big props.
They just wanted to come.
Big props.
But they got away safe.
We'll touch on that later. So anyways, me, Derek, Paris, Ava, and Pearson, this is a squad and a half. We are ready to embark on our 24 hours on a deserted island challenge. We were very underprepared. We didn't bring really everything that we needed. We didn't have much water. We didn't have much food. We didn't even have the right sleeping materials. Honestly, because we had to come out on kayaks. We were on three kayaks going out to a deserted island with five people.
Not even a boat.
It's a kayak.
Guys.
These things, if you put too much, they will freaking sink. They will flip. You will be stuck, stranded with all your food floating in the ocean. So Derek, we didn't bring that much. We underpacked, which was a terrible idea. So we go out to the island and we're setting up. It's a very sunny day. It's nice. It looks very hopeful. All of a sudden, wind, rain, it becomes like insane.
We have to take shelter like under all the big old trees everywhere. Yeah. Like, I went to Hawaii, you know, like I'm not expecting to be rained on and being uncomfortable, but that's just our luck, you know?
So we start setting up tent because, you know, it's raining. We're like, we need to set up a tent. We need to like, you know, figure this out. Literally. That was Paris's job.
Hold up here. Okay, listen, hear me out. That tent was the hardest thing I ever tried putting up. Just like Derek said, it was a bright, beautiful, sunny day when we arrived. All of a sudden, this major windstorm comes up right as I'm in charge of putting up the tent.
Yeah.
It goes everywhere. I had zero chance of getting that tent up, so we kind of just canned the whole idea of the tent, even though we brought the nicest tent. It was like a
$300-$400 tent.
Oh my God. 13 person camper. Yeah, like
it would have been a freaking hotel room in there.
It was a nice tent, but we couldn't get it up.
Do you know what didn't help? The fact that we just threw away the instructions.
Well, we don't need instructions.
Men don't look at instructions.
What is the last time you've read an instruction book for anything?
I don't know.
It's been years.
IKEA furniture makes it so you don't have to read the.
Dude, I figured it's a freaking tent. How could it be so hard?
Well, what'd we learn, guys? What can you guys learn from us from this situation, right?
Read the instructions.
No, don't read the instructions. Oh. Pay attention to your father when he's teaching you how to put together a tent. Facts. So you know how to do it, because I didn't do that. And, you know, look at us now.
So we spent a solid hour and a half, 2 hours setting up this tent. The thing was flying everywhere. There's like these, there's poles that are supposed to go from one end to the other.
They were dingly. They're flying.
Dude, they're flying everywhere. Okay, anyways, scrap the tent. We don't even need a tent. We're like, we're just going to have to freaking sleep on the sand. We're going to need sleeping bags and just sleep right on the sand. Which, guys, that's sketchy in Hawaii because the tide in Hawaii is very up and down. If you sleep on the sand, all of a sudden at 2 in the morning, there's a wave that can literally come and just take you out.
Yeah.
And you'll end up in the middle of the ocean. Oh, that was
nuts.
I'm having like flashbacks right now and I don't even want to freaking think about it.
Thinking. I'm so happy we kind of stay away from those 24-hour crazy videos now.
We're doing one more for sure.
We're definitely going to be doing more, but
like, I did say it was the finale, but like
not as much as we used to do. You know?
24 hours on the moon.
So you actually
24
got
hours with Elon Musk on Mars.
I did get injured.
You got injured on the island.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a Ben video without me getting injured.
Of course. Why would it be a Ben video?
Ben gets injured getting out of bed in the morning, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you want to let him know what happened, Paris?
Oh, wow. So this was a great time. So Ben actually got stung by a jellyfish, right? This island had tons of jellyfishes around it. As we're kayaking, we could see the little like heads.
They're
right?
floating.
They're blue bottles.
Yeah. So we're actually like just cruising out. One of our kayaks floated away. So Ben was going to get on his way back, got stung. And the best way to cure a jellyfish sting was to pee on it, I guess.
That's so, what we learned.
So,
but
guys, viewers, take a guess. Who peed on it?
Derek.
No. Don't try to cover yourself up now. Paris, willingly, it's kind of a sus story.
Buddy was in pain.
He was helping me out.
The moment he heard that he got stung by a jellyfish, he was like, yo, let me pee on it.
It's one of those facts that like you never know or don't believe until you try it.
Yeah. Right?
And did the pain go away?
Dude, it went away.
Okay, I actually have a clip.
It was like a TikTok life hack like that came to life. It's like pee on a jellyfish thing, it'll go away. It's like you never really think it's gonna actually like work. Paris peed on my jellyfish thing.
Here we go.
TMI. Look. This is the clip.
This is the clip right here.
You'll see how awkward it is.
Does anyone want to pee on it?
Dude, I'll pee on it.
Damn, no way.
The only way to stop the stinging is to like have someone pee on it.
Is it warm?
No!
Okay.
Ben.
As you can see, he's tying his shorts.
It
happened.
Quite the experience. Yeah, so Paris peed on my leg and the jellyfish thing went away. Next thing we know, we have to spend the night and it's dark. Literally, I kid you not, the girls left us. They dipped.
They were so scared to stay.
Dude, I was like, their logic must have not been there. You have two options. You either stay the night on the island with the boys, you figure it out and you leave in the morning, or you take your kayak back, when it's pitch black, 1 mile, like either a mile or a half a mile offshore, and you take it back to homeland.
Left us with only two kayaks.
Dude. I'm just more concerned about how they just left in the middle of the night.
It was so dark.
I would have been more scared to kayak in the middle of the night with like sharks and stuff. Like, yeah. Like everyone knows sharks feed at night and in the morning time. So
not good.
So scary.
Anyways, the girls left us. they made it back safe, clearly, because they're still here. They're still alive. I was deathly scared for them. I didn't want anything to happen to them because I was like, this is my video. If anything happens, it's my fault. But they made it back safe. They ended up going back to their hotel, getting drinks by the pool, and you know, enjoying their evening while we're on the freaking island.
Dude, we made freezing hot dogs. To death.
Trying to survive here.
We had a little pan that we made a fire that really didn't even...
The fire didn't work.
Fire didn't work, but I got the pan hot enough to cook the glizzies.
The glizzies.
The hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
So middle of the night, we're just camping out. We're on the sand in bean bags. There's bugs. There's literally wild pigs walking around everywhere that we have to scare off. It's like, it's a free-for-all, dude. I feel like I'm literally at one of those survival movies where the dude's like on the island. That's how I felt.
And if you guys don't know, like, there's these things called centipedes that live on the Hawaiian Islands, and they are super poisonous.
Like a long scorpion.
Nasty. Like, you'll probably pop up a picture of the scorpion, or not the scorpion.
No.
The centipede. But if you get stung by one of those things, like, you literally have to go to the hospital. So, like, if that was to happen, we would have had to go back to land and go to the hospital, literally.
Yeah, that's terrible.
We were watching Derek. Imagine we were sleeping on the side of the sand, or like right next to the tide, essentially.
Yeah.
When we woke up, gratefully, it didn't wash us away, but we just hear these pigs rustling in the bushes behind us. I'm assuming they were pigs, hopefully, right?
I hope they're pigs.
Derek takes the machete. He's swinging. Stay back.
He was.
Stay back.
He was.
And me and Ben are like, get him, Derek.
It's like freaking 7 a.m. We just woke up.
Oh, my God.
Paris, all right, all right, all right.
He's holding down the fort.
Derek was holding down the fort, keeping us two safe. So.
Anyways, guys, we just talked about one of my craziest video experiences without even realizing how I even started making videos.
Yeah, why don't we talk about that? Why don't we start, talking about...
Well, now you know about the things we've been through in videos and the stuff that I'll do in videos, which is very, very life-threatening. But let's get back to how I even started making videos in the first place, because we forgot to talk about that. That's very important.
Let's get into it.
That's a cool story.
So as you guys know, I am a YouTuber. I make YouTube videos. I make Instagram videos. I make TikToks, literally videos on everything. I love making videos. I have a huge passion for it. And it makes me happy every week. It doesn't feel like work. It just feels like I'm messing around every week. I started making videos about 4 years ago. Crazy. It's been 4 years. It feels like it's been only like a year. It just time goes by so fast. So I've been making videos for 4 years, and guys, I've never told this story ever. And it's like, I'd say it's the most miraculous, random happening.
I would say it's probably the story that is the biggest turning point in your life.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
So guys, hear me out. If this little thing that I'm about to explain didn't happen, I wouldn't be a YouTuber. I wouldn't be making videos. I don't know what I'd be doing. But if this exact little thing that I'm about to explain didn't even happen, I wouldn't be here today. And
deep.
It's crazy. Like, I'll go ahead and explain it. So fast forward. No, flashback.
Fast forward.
No, flash forward. Flashback 4 years. I'm just a regular kid in Hawaii. I would say, how old was I? I was 14. I was 14 years old.
It's a young age.
I'm a little dude in Hawaii, just living the Hawaii lifestyle, skateboarding. I was actually like trying to go pro in skateboarding. I was just surfing. I wasn't even good at surfing, but I love surfing. Just having fun. I was in eighth grade. Freaking random. Okay. So I'm out surfing and I see this guy. His name's Alex Hayes. He's a YouTuber at the time. Fun fact, he's dating My Life as Ava Gutowski, that you guys probably know. They're dating.
At that time.
Okay, and hear me out. I don't even know anything about YouTube. I don't know any really YouTubers. The only YouTuber that I knew was this guy, Alex Hayes, because of a video that I had watched the night before. So I had seen this guy's, Alex Hayes, I have seen.
It's such a good story that he can't like get it out. It's like the first time him saying that he's like having a baby or something like that.
Admitting to this fact for the first time to everyone here that's watching.
So this guy, Alex Hayes, is the only YouTuber that I know because I had watched one of his videos the night before. Like the first video I'd ever seen was the night before. So it's fresh in my mind. Australian dude with long blonde hair. He's kind of hard to miss. So I'm surfing and I see the guy in the water. Keep in mind, he lives in Australia. I'm in Hawaii.
So he's just visiting.
He's visiting. And we're surfing at the worst surf break in Hawaii. Like, no one goes here. It's so bad. It's like, no one really wants to surf here. And I'm just messing around with my friend surfing. And I meet him out in the ocean. I was like, no way. Like, you're the guy from the YouTube. Like, I saw your video last night. He was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, what's
from
good?
From the YouTube.
That's probably how I said it. He's from the YouTube. So I recognized this guy. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I know you. Like, you're from YouTube. And he's like, yeah, yeah, what's up? Like, super cool guy. We talked. We, like, exchanged, like, Instagrams the next day, and I got to know him, and like, he followed me on Instagram, which I was freaking out about at the time. I was literally yelling because he followed me. I was like, dude, like, this YouTuber followed me.
How many followers do you have at the time too? You were like freaking out because,
me?
No, like Alex.
He had 400,000 followers. I had about 1,000 followers. I was flipping out because no one with that many followers had ever followed me before, and he followed me, and then he hit me up the next day to hang out. Keep in mind, he is dating My Life as Ava at the time.
You weren't friends with her at the time, though.
No, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah. Then now you're best friends with her, though.
Yeah, now we're like really good friends. And that's the crazy thing. Wow. So I hung out with them in Hawaii for like 3 days. We hung out. We went to the skate park. We went to the beach. We went cliff jumping. Me, Alex Hayes, and Ava. Random, bro. And then fast forward some time. I'm in Australia where he lives. And I'm like, yo, like, you want to kick it? Like, I'm in Australia. It was super random. He's like, I'm down. So we met back up in Australia. And we hung out again, and we just like kept hanging out. Like, I became kind of friends with this guy from Australia who was a YouTuber, and I had just like watched what he did when he was in Hawaii with me. I was like, no way, like, he's making videos.
You're like a fan pretty much.
I was a huge fan.
Yeah.
Like a fanboy. And I had like loved what he did. I loved how he made videos, and I like kind of started doing exactly what he did. And I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah. Just
I
want to make like inspiration from the types of videos he made, like the lifestyle type videos. And then that's
so
how
he was
started.
Your first role model that
For
you
sure.
saw.
Yeah. So if I hadn't hung out with him in Hawaii, like for like the 3 days that I did, I wouldn't have seen what the YouTube life was and what making videos was and how cool it was, because I had never seen that before. So I followed him around for 3 days, saw his videos, saw his like process, and it was sick and it was so fun. And he was like, looked like he was having so much fun. So I was like,
yeah,
I want to do that. So I went and bought a camera. My first camera was like a Canon M something. And I went ahead and I started just filming everything. I started filming like waves. I started filming hikes. I started filming like all the stuff that I did in my normal life, which was like the classic Hawaii lifestyle. I started filming it and I posted it on YouTube, and I like started getting like some views for it because I was promoting it like on my Instagram when like just my friends were watching it. It was getting like a few hundred views, probably not even 100 views, probably like, you know, 80 to 100 views.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I did it consistently. Like every week I was posting these like Hawaii vlogs, really just getting no views. I didn't care. I was having so much fun with it. And then I started, I think I had like 7,000 followers, and then I get a DM from Brent, actually. Another crazy freaking story that like I was flipping out about. I was like,
I would be flipping out too.
What? I was like, is this
how many followers did he have at the time?
He had 4 million followers.
Yeah, because he's been in it for, at that point, like 5 years.
Yeah, he'd been in it for a while. And I was like, whoa, like, is this just like a joke? Like, do YouTubers go around and just DM people for like fun just to like make their day? I was like, I guess I got lucky. I guess he just DM'd me to like freaking surprise
make
me or
day.
Something.
Yeah.
Make my day. I was like, oh, cool. He like DM me, that's cool. And then I like DM'd him back, and then like we had a conversation. I was like, wait, this isn't just random. This is like,
do you remember what the first DM was? Was like, hey man, what's up?
It was like it was like, yo, just YO. Literally just yo. And I was like, yeah.
Classic.
I was like,
man.
Hey, how's it going?
Man of many few words.
We started chatting, we became friends online. Super random. Then I came out to Huntington Beach, where he lives, to film some videos. And then the rest is history. We just started making videos. I became friends with everyone down here. Met Derek because of that. Met Paris because of that. Met everyone in the squad because of that. And I literally credit it back to that exact day of surfing. And if I hadn't gone surfing that day, which I almost didn't go, actually, the person that gave me a ride to the beach was like, oh, we're not going to go. I was like, oh, okay. Last minute, they're like, oh, we're going to go. I'm picking you up in 5 minutes. I was like, okay, shoot, sorry. So then I get ready. I go to the beach. If I hadn't gone surfing that exact day, I probably wouldn't be making videos. And that's crazy to think.
That's crazy.
And then,
what can you guys take away from this? You know,
everything
like
happens for a reason.
It does.
Yeah.
Literally.
And also every single thing you do, right? So like if you wake up in the morning and decide like, I'm going to go work out, you know, you can meet someone there or you can do something else. Or
so random.
Every little thing you do could change your life.
You never know. Like, I didn't think me going surfing one day at the weirdest, worst surf break in the world would make me a YouTuber. Obviously, there's a lot more things involved of like, you know, me having passions for it and me putting a lot of work into what I do. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't have ever been inspired to do what I'm doing now if I hadn't gone surfing that day, which is crazy to me. I don't even know what I would be doing if I wasn't doing what I'm doing. I think I wanted to be a pilot.
Ooh, a pilot.
A pilot or a skateboarder.
Because your dad's a pilot, right?
Yeah, he's a pilot.
Being a professional skateboarder, you're almost there, kind of.
No.
Ben freaking rips.
I was good at skateboarding at one point. Ben shreds. Now I just kind of do it for fun, and there's kids that are 8 years old that are so good at skateboarding.
That is true. Isn't it weird? Like,
what's her name? Sky?
Sky Brown.
Sky Brown.
Insane.
Yeah.
Dude.
She's the girl that outskated you, right?
You don't got to bring that up.
We don't have to bring that up on the podcast.
No, she kills it. She's so good at skateboarding. But speaking of obviously how I started YouTube and all this stuff and everyone in the squad, we want to bring on a guest. We want to bring on some friends. We want to bring on.
Yes, sir.
Literally, I have so many friends that make YouTube videos, as you guys can tell. Almost every single one of my friends makes YouTube videos. We all do the same thing and it's so fun. And I don't think anyone in the squad besides Dom and besides Pearson have been on a podcast. No one else has been on a podcast.
No one. Not a single one.
I think we should bring someone on. Guys, comment down below who you think you should be on the podcast next. I have so many friends that I think would be down and they could tell some really funny stories because I definitely put my friends in awkward situations and I want to know how they feel about that. So we're going to bring them on. We're going to talk about the struggles of filming with Ben because
a lot of them.
I put my friends in very dangerous situations sometimes and I feel bad, but it's for the content, you know?
Talking about dangerous situations, okay, I have a clip that I want to show everyone. We actually did a mousetrap series. Ben had an obsession with mousetraps for a couple weeks, right?
I did.
So it came to a point where he's like, oh, let's put them all on a trampoline, right? And I'm going to pull up the clip. But it was more dangerous setting up these 200 mousetraps that me and Derek and Ben snapped on our fingers multiple times, right? It was terrible. What was the pain level when one snapped on your finger, Derek?
It was a 10.
It's pretty bad, but I don't know if it equates to jumping on all of them because I wouldn't do that.
Why do you want to jump and what's the thought behind that as you're gonna be jumping on this trampoline?
Why do you like getting hurt? Why do I like getting hurt? Very interesting question that I've been wanting to answer for a while. I don't know.
I don't think you like getting hurt. I just think you're such a good entertainer.
Yeah, honestly, I've been doing this kind of stuff for as long as I can remember. People might think that, oh, I'm just trying to get views or do this stuff for YouTube. And the more I get hurt, the more people want to watch me. I don't do it for that reason. I've been doing this kind of stuff, the stuff that I do in my videos, for as long as I can remember.
Even when the camera's not rolling, you're still
doing
this.
I do this stuff anyways.
Yeah. So check this.
So many times I've gotten hurt so many times off camera. I just happen to film a few times that I get hurt. I just love doing it. I don't plan on getting hurt. I just like the adrenaline rush. I love
being risky.
I love being risky.
Yeah.
Dangerous is my middle name. I love
Ben
it.
Danger Azlart.
I love it.
So if you look at the screen here, we have Ben Danger Azlart about to do this crazy stunt.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Oh my God. Oh, what were you thinking?
So, yeah, I did that.
Oh, see, there's me God. Smiling and laughing behind the camera.
We lucked out for sure.
Yeah. So there's certain things that I do on my channel that are too dangerous for my friends to do. I'll leave it to me. There's a lot of things that I don't want to put my friends in that situation. I don't want to make them do those kinds of things. So
Unless
they want to.
Yeah.
I just do it myself. For example, the mousetraps, the couch falling, all the things that you might have seen on my channel where they're solo. Those are the things that I think no one else would want to do. And I kind of just do it myself. But I also love bringing my friends along and doing dangerous things, but not too much because I don't want to hurt my friends. I'm not trying to be responsible for anyone's injuries or let alone deaths.
You guys probably know at home, it's way more fun to do dumb stuff with your friends than alone, you know?
Yeah, it is. Definitely. And he's definitely, 100%. Ben's a good convincer. He will recruit you until you say yes.
I'm like, hey, you want to be in this video? You want to be in this video? No? Yeah. Well, too bad. You don't have an option. I'm like, you have to do it. No, I give my friends the options. And if they don't want to do it, I don't make them do it. And, obviously, my friends being comfortable is number one. And if they don't want to, jump on mousetraps, I won't make them jump on mousetraps. I'll just do it myself. And I have so much enjoyment in that. I don't know why.
So much enjoyment.
For some reason, the mousetraps didn't hurt. They didn't hurt.
It's the adrenaline. No. It was the adrenaline.
It was definitely the adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. There's so much adrenaline and there's so much nerve that there's 100 mousetraps laying right in front of me. They're all set, by the way. None of these were just regular mousetraps. They're all set mousetraps ready to snap and kill. I just sent it off a ladder and I thought that'd be a good idea. But it didn't hurt.
Really? I told my parents what I did that day and they're like, are you kidding? And I'm like, no. He's like, did they all go off? I'm like, every single one of them.
Every single one went off. Okay. in the Mousetrap series, speaking of the Mousetraps, Brent had me walk a maze blindfolded and barefoot. And around that maze, there was mousetraps. So it was like a mousetrap maze.
That was funny.
And if you didn't, if you went off the track, you're going to step on a mousetrap. There's like a little slim line.
You had like a 6-inch buffer too. You had no space to mess up.
Yeah, you have to follow this little line. Well, you can't follow it because you're freaking blindfolded.
I thought that one was funnier than when you jumped up the ladder, because like seeing your face and like the horror in your face was like the funniest thing. Like
that one was so much more painful.
It looked more painful because you got all your weight like on your... your toes and everything.
Truly not seeing like what.
Oh my god!
So scary.
You're walking blindfolded, about to step on a mousetrap. You don't know when it's gonna happen either. And when a mousetrap hits your little pinky toe, let me tell you,
little pinky toe,
it sucks. A mousetrap on your toe is the worst feeling ever. I'd rather get a freaking 100 mousetraps on my chest than my toe, because it's just so much more painful.
Stubbing a toe.
I'd agree. Stubbing your toe is the worst thing ever.
I would actually put the mousetraps on the trampoline below a mousetrap just on your hand. Like a straight mousetrap to your hand is more painful than the mousetrap on trampolines. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like it was.
You hit a bunch at once versus.
But it was also the adrenaline, and I'm just kind of stupid like that. And
I'm just kind of stupid like that.
I didn't really feel it for some reason, but you know, it's all good.
I'm dead.
You're an alpha male, huge alpha male.
You know, one of our terrible ideas that we normally do. We've had a few big fails. Speaking of fails, we tried to do a Coca-Cola and chlorine bomb for a YouTube experiment, and it didn't work.
That was horrible.
We spent
hours,
literally 10 hours, trying to do the Coca-Cola and chlorine experiment. So pretty much what this is you get a liter Coke, you empty it about, you know, 1/6 of the way. There's like only a little bit of Coke in there, and you pour chlorine in it and cap it, and it's supposed to explode. And we were going to put in a watermelon. Dude, we were at the park for 10 hours.
With safety precautions, of course.
Yeah. Not really.
But dude, this experiment, literally, I thought it was going to take us like first try, second try, third try, but like it just wouldn't work at all.
Chlorine and Coca-Cola is the faultiest experiment ever.
But then what else did we try? That did work.
After
way
a
better
lot,
than expected.
After a lot of
reconsideration,
research,
we can't just come into this blind. We have to do something different. We have to make sure this works first try, because I'm tired of sitting at the park for 10 hours.
And we sent Derek into Albertsons about 5 times to keep getting the gallons of Coca-Cola. I'm not joking. 5 times.
They probably thought he was crazy. He keeps coming in here getting more liters of Coke. Like, what's he doing?
Well, drinking a lot of Coke.
Trying to make a science experiment happen. That's what he was trying to do. I'm not really a scientist. And I'm not good at these science experiments. Paris here is actually in college, probably a lot smarter than us. Do you want to explain what our second experiment was?
So I'm not a scientist at all.
Neither is he smart.
But, you're my scientist friend.
But I did spend a lot of time on Google and figuring out some new experiments that we could do instead of spending 10 hours the next day doing this. Yeah. Figured out this thing, dry ice and just
water.
Water. It's just that.
You wouldn't think that's a lethal. It's not lethal. No. It could be lethal.
It could be lethal.
It could be lethal.
It could be lethal because it's
lethal
very
to
quick.
Your freaking
so
eardrums.
I'll explain this really quickly. Basically, you get some dry ice, you get a glove, of course. You put some dry ice in whatever type you want. We were rocking water bottles because that exploded. It was a nice explosion, essentially. So we were doing that, and we had like 20 seconds, but Ben's like, no, let's fill this baby up with ice. So we're filling this thing up, and we give it a good amount of time, and like we're like, oh, it's not going. And we're starting to all walk back, and it just... boom,
dude,
and all of us, three of us, dropped to the floor.
Huge.
It's so freaking loud.
Please don't try this at
home. Don't.
I know our stupid scientist here just explained exactly how to do it.
Yeah. You could do it at home. Just make sure your parents are there.
Don't do it at home.
Yeah, you guys can do it.
Don't listen to my friends.
Moral of the story, Ben yet convinced me and Derek to do another stupid thing.
Yeah, so we blew up an entire watermelon with dry ice and water. Oh my God.
It was wild. I've never had
my ears ringing so hard. It was the loudest thing ever.
And there's people walking at the park. Surprisingly, no one said anything. Not close. But
no one, they were all laughing.
They were laughing. They were having a great time. Yeah. They enjoyed us being scared and frightened and falling to the ground. Made more smiles on their face than it did on ours.
No, honestly. We were scared for our lives.
We were scared.
Guys, now that you've kind of heard about us, our crazy experiences, Guys, this is only a fraction of the amount of things that we've done that we want to talk about on this podcast, as well as bring on our friends and talk about other things that we've done with our friends, because it's constant.
There's endless content to talk about, guys.
It's constant.
Literally endless. And we just scratched the surface, and I feel like this podcast is going to be freaking awesome. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm super excited.
I think there's no better name than Stay Wild for this podcast, because we're all wild people.
We're all staying wild.
I find myself saying, that's wild. So often, but I'm like, wait, I forgot that like my brand is Stay Wild. I don't mean it like that. Like,
it's become the new Tang.
I just say it is wild. That's so wild.
That's crazy. It's wild.
This podcast is gonna be wild. You guys can already expect that. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining. We want to do little giveaways on every podcast. We're gonna figure out how to do it, but pretty much, if you're showing love in the podcast, if you're subscribing on YouTube, if you're liking on Instagram or whatever you're watching it on, if you're giving five stars on iTunes, I think we don't know much about podcasts. Spotify, all that stuff. Whatever you're watching on, show some love. We're going to do giveaways. We're going to do shout outs. Literally, we want to just give back to you guys, because this is literally a podcast to get to know us more and get to know more about our lives, because you don't get to see much of that on YouTube. You just see like the very, very small little sections of us on YouTube. So we want to bring this podcast to talk about our lives and get deep with it, you know?
Yes, sir.
Talk about the experiences.
Let's get real. The only thing we know is like and subscribe.
So please give this 5 stars or like it or subscribe it. Yes. We don't know. It's on all platforms. So do all those things. Yes. And you know, we love you.
We love you forever. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining Stay Wild episode 1. Woo! It was insane. Woo! We'll be back next week. Every single week we're doing podcasts. So come back next week for more. We'll bring out some friends. We'll bring out some guests. We're always going to be having a good time on this podcast. So
yes, sir.
Come back next week, and we love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. If you stay to the end, I don't know how to thank
you. We love you.
We love you.
We love
Comment
you.
Panda.
Comment Panda. Okay.
if you can, but we love you guys so much, and we will see you guys next week. Peace.